Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Lumberjacks trailing now 7-0. And they will send up Willie Brandcam, Gritzmacher, and Ben Schubring to face Aaron Nickel, who is out for his fourth inning of work. Lumberjacks return to action Thursday, doubleheader at Merrill. We'll have both of those games for you following the Everest West game, which will be the leadoff of our triple header. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock. So a nice long evening of high school baseball for you on Thursday night right here on Fox Sports Radio. Willie Brand stands in. Brand grounded out to short his first time up. The wind by Nickel and the pitch. Breaking ball. Brand hits a slow roller to second base. Frelick is up with it. The throw is in time for the out. One pitch, one out here in the fourth inning. Lumberjacks still looking for their first hit here tonight. And Cam Gritzmacher will try to get it. Gritzmacher. The wind and the pitch. Gritzmacher, a chopper in the hole. Anderson ranges over, makes the play. A strong throw across is going to be not in time. And that'll be an infield single for Cam Gritzmacher. Anderson made a nice play to get in front of that ball and made a strong throw across, but Gritzmacher got there by half a step. And it is a man on now in the fourth for the Lumberjacks. Ben Schubring comes to the plate. Schubring reached on an error his first time up. Nickel with the stretch and the pitch to Schubring. Breaking ball, nice one, and it's a strike, and it's 0-1. That's got a lot of late break on it. You think it's going to be inside, and then it takes that late diving break, and it's a strike. The 0-1 pitch from Nickel. Schubring lays off there. Oh, he said he went. Wow. Wow, sure looked like he checked his swing there, man. They call it a strike. It's 0-2. I don't think there's any way he swung at that ball. It's 0-2, though, on Schubring. Pitch was way outside, and Schubring looked like he clearly checked. But it's 0-2. Nickel, the stretch and the pitch. High fastball out of the zone, 1-2 now. Nickel working quickly, and why not? He's had so much success here tonight. Stretch, the check of the runner, and the pitch. And Schubring bounces it right back to the mound. They have a chance for two. The throw to short for one is in time, and Anderson's throw across is in the dirt, but dug out by Giese for the double play. So the Lumberjacks are done here in the fourth inning. They do get a hit, but no runs, and nobody left on base. And the score after four complete remains, Spash 7. East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
It's Memorial Day weekend and the official start of the grilling season. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no! Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors, all natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break, weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Fox Sports Radio.
We go to the fifth inning, and Stevens Point will send Aaron Winch up to lead off. Looks like we're going to have some pinch hitters here after that. DJ Droner's got a bat, and also Jake Dufresne warming up. So it looks like Winch will hit, and then a couple of pinch hitters for the Panthers. Eric Daniel out for his second inning of work. Daniel got out of the jam with a ground ball in the fourth, but not before Spanish was able to score three times off Willie Brandt. Brand gave up seven runs today, five of them earned. And Winch stands in. He has walked and scored and struck out. First pitch from Daniel is outside, ball one. The wind and the pitch. That's high, 2-0 now. Lumberjacks decided to save a lot of their pitching for Thursday and try to get a couple of wins up in Merrill. As they went with Brand and now Daniel here in this one. Swung on and missed. Winch went after one up in the zone and didn't get it. It's 2-1 now. So they will have Strick, Schubring, and Widmark ready to go for Thursday. The 2-1 pitch, that's fouled back to the screen, and it's 2-2. The next pitch by Daniel swung on and missed, and Winch strikes out for the second time.
With the K, brings up number 34, Jake Dufresne.
Jake Dufresne will come to the plate now and hit for Trevor Anderson. The wind by Daniel and the pitch. That's driven in the air to left field. Willie Brand going back, and he can't make the play. It goes off the top of his glove. That's got to be an error. He was there to make the catch, and it'll be a two-base error on Brand in left field. And Dufresne gets to second base. Brand was there to make the catch, and it went off the top of his glove. So with one down, runner at second, and another pinch hitter. This is DJ Droner, who will hit here. And the pitch. Foul back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Now cut time called. And Droner will step out and now get back in. One down, runner at second for the Panthers. They lead it 7-0. And the pitch. There's a strike outside corner.
DJ Droner batting for Michael Fraley.
1-1 now.
Number 9 spot in the order.
I would imagine that Anderson and Frelick will re-enter the game, but we'll see how that shakes out. The stretch and the pitch. That's grounded toward third, past Widmark and into left field. That's going to die out there, and that's going to allow the run to score. That thing just died in the grass. Runner goes to second base. The throw there, not in time. It's going to be a double just inside the bag by Droner down the third baseline. That'll drive in Dufresne. And another unearned run here for Spash in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order now. John Barnes will step in. So Barnes steps in now. Runner takes his lead. The pitch by Daniel. That's in there at the knees for a strike. And it's 0-1. Daniel shakes off the side. Now gets the one he wants. And the pitch. Fastball inside. 1-1. One ball and one strike. Daniel overthrows that one into the ground. It goes back to the screen. A wild pitch will allow Droner to get to third. 2-1. Daniel's trying to throw that one back through the screen and just gripped it too hard and threw it right into the ground. Runner takes his lead at third. The 2-1 pitch. That's grounded towards short. Hiding gloves that one. The throw across is going to be in time. The run will score, but the second out of the inning on the ground out to short. And with two down now, the base is empty. It'll bring up another pinch hitter. This is going to be Austin Schulfer, the senior pitcher, getting a chance to swing the bat here. He'll hit for Slawinski.
Austin Schulfer now batting, number 7, for Jake Slawinski.
So Schulfer stands in, hitting for the first time. And Daniel will work out of the windup. 9-0 the score. They've got 8-0 on the board. It's 9. Here's the pitch. First pitch from Daniel upstairs. Ball 1. We're in the fifth inning.
Come on, Austin. Find a way.
The wind and the pitch. There's a strike right at the belt, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Next one is low and outside. 2-1. Daniel ready, the 2-1 pitch. That's line towards second, and Luke Strick will grab it with the glove over his head to end the inning. So Schulfer hits it hard, but right at Luke Strick at second base. And Spash comes up with two more runs here in the fifth inning. There was one hit and one error, and there was nobody left on base. And the score after 4.5 now, Stevens Point 9 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. I feel like I'm choking. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
We are Bucks!
Tom, getting back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lumberjacks trailing now 9-0, and it will be Ian Corbett to lead things off here for East in the fifth. Corbett, the DH, he drew a walk his first time up. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. So Nickel ready to work here. First pitch from Nickel to Corbett is down low, ball one. You got a new second baseman, DJ Droner, stayed in the game. He's playing second. Next pitch from Nickel, bounce foul off the plate. And it is 1-1. Austin Schulper stayed in the game. He's in third base. The wind and the pitch by Nickel. Tie, 2-1. The wind by Nickel, the 2-1 offering. Corbett swings and misses. Couldn't catch up to that high heat, and it's 2-2 now. Still to come, D.C. Everest baseball. The Evergreens taking on Marshfield. That's the second half of our doubleheader here. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball just missed outside, and it's full now, 3-2. Tough pitch to lay off with two strikes right there. The payoff pitch, fastball high and tight, ball four. Corbett draws his second walk of the evening. And that'll bring up Luke Strick. Strick bunted into a double play his first time up, popped up the bunt. Nickel fielded it and doubled off Shubring off second base. Corbett takes his lead, the stretch by Nickel, the pitch to Strick. That's grounded hard towards short, maybe another double play. They get the second for one. The relay is in time. And the double play. Strick hit it hard, but right at the shortstop, Anderson. And there are two down. That's the other thing about Stevens Point. You know, there's a reason why they're ranked so high and why they're winning so many games. It's not just the offense, and it's not just all of the pitching they have. They don't beat themselves. They make plays. They do have an error in this game, but it didn't really hurt them. First pitch to Romanski is upstairs, and it's 1-0. The pitch. There's a fastball at the knees, and it's 1-1 now. It would be surprising to me if we don't see Stevens Point at the state tournament again. I mean, there's no guarantees you get into a one-and-done situation in the tournament. Next pitch, Romanski waves at it, and it's 1-2. Obviously, you get into a situation where your pitcher's not on that day, or you don't score any runs, make some errors, and all of a sudden you're behind. And in a one-and-done situation, anything can happen. But next pitch, Romanski in the dirt, he lays off, 2-2. You'd have to believe that Smash is a heavy favorite going into that sectional. Seating meetings are tomorrow. We'll find out who's playing who and where. Stevens Point obviously will get a bye. It's one of the top four teams, probably the top seed, I would think. Romanski lines one to left field, but it's going to be caught out there. A diving grab out in left will end the inning. Romanski hit it well, but once again, a defensive play made by Spash in the field. That's Ruzik diving out there to make the play. And the inning is over for East here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after five complete remains. Spash 9 and East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that
onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to the races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always have some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it, and it's been a blessing.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob DiMicco.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We've got a new center fielder for Lumberjacks. Tanner Denke out in center field. Brendan Becker has moved back to left, so Willie Brand is out. And he in his spot. And Eric Daniel out for his third inning of work here, eating some innings for the Lumberjacks. 9-0, Stevens Point with the lead. Still to come, Everest Baseball, the Evergreens, and the Marshfield Tigers. Squaring off at Jack Hackman Field in Marshfield, and that's coming up next. Lumberjacks, as we have been talking about, will return to action on Thursday, a doubleheader at Merrill. They also have a non-conference game against Tomahawk scheduled on Friday night. And then we will head into the final week of the regular season. In high school baseball next week after the Memorial Day holiday, East will play Rapids here at Jack Torrizzani Field next Tuesday. They will face DC Everest here on Thursday the 29th and then finish up the regular season with a non-conference game against Marathon on Friday the 30th. All right, we are ready to go here, and Cal Giese will lead things off, and Daniel's first pitch goes back to the screen. Giese, Malik, and Ruzic, the scheduled hitters here for Spash in the sixth inning. I would imagine they would like to end this if they can and get the one more run they need, the 10-run. The Lumberjacks, first next pitch from Daniel, chopped toward first. Shubring is going to take it, and he'll take it himself for the out. And there's one down here in the sixth inning. Giese is gone, and that'll bring up Mitch Malik, the catcher. He has reached on an error twice, scored a run, and grounded a second.
Mitch Malik, catcher, number 21.
Daniel winds and fires. First pitch down low, ball one. Daniel ready to work the 1-0 pitch. That's fisted towards short. Hiding's going to take it. Throw to first for the out, and there are two down. Got jammed on that pitch and hit a little soft line drive that bounced in front of Jordan Hiding at short. He made the play, and there are two down. And that'll bring up Ruzic, the left fielder. He's had a big day. Three hits, a couple of doubles, a couple of RBIs, and also a diving catch in left field. He hits here with two down and the base is empty. First pitch from Daniel. That's a changeup at the letters, and he got away with it, and it's a strike. Don't throw that pitch there again. Nothing and one to Ruzic. Here it comes, another high one, but that's way up and out of the zone. It's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. That's foul back out of play. Took something off that one, and Ruzic fouls it away. And it's 1-2 now. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the sixth. Smash in control here. They lead it 9-0. And the pitch. Breaking ball stayed inside, and it's 2-2. Tried to drop in a curveball near the letters inside part of the plate, didn't get it. 2-2 now. clouding up and getting a bit dark here now at Jack Torrizzani Field. Here's the pitch. That's fouled out of play again. And the count remains 2-2. Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The wind and the 2-2 pitch. That's down low. Count full now, 3-2. The wind and the payoff pitch. That's high, and Ruzick will earn a walk. Two-out walk to Ruzick, and that'll bring up Aaron Nickel, the pitcher. Nickel has grounded third, singled, and grounded third again. We're going to get a pinch runner here for Ruzick. It'll be Colin Dernan who is going to come into the game, probably stay in left field as well. So Ruzick's day is done, and it was a good one. Three hits, two doubles, a walk, two RBIs. So now Eric Daniel will work to Aaron Nickel with a runner at first and two outs. Boy, the Spanish team has some big guys. Stretch by Daniel and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He was late on an upstairs fastball, and it's 0-1. Dernan takes his lead at first. And the pitch. That's down low and outside. 1-1 now. Long look in. Check of the runner. The 1-1 pitch. Grounded toward first. Shoebring's got that. Steps right on the bag for the third out of the inning. So Spash is done here in the sixth inning. Eric Daniel doing a nice job on the mound. No runs, no hits, and no errors. One left, and the score after 5.5 remains. Spash 9, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. People you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 433884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field, and we've got a new pitcher for the Spanish Panthers. Trevor Anderson will move to short from a shortstop to the mound. Andrew Kleinsmith is in to play shortstop for Stevens Point.
Kleinsmith, number 16, and he's at short. Shortstop Anderson went to the mound.
So Trevor Anderson will finish up here for Spash.
Andrew Kleinsmith, number 16.
And he will face Bryce Widmark, Eric Daniel. Actually, we're going to get a pinch hitter for Widmark. Going to be... Kyle Daniel is going to hit here for Widmark. Just called up to the varsity this week. So Kyle Daniel will stand in and face Trevor Anderson here in the sixth inning. Lumberjacks down 9-0. First pitch, fastball. That's a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Anderson's got some heat. Holy cow, his smash just keeps trotting out these pitchers. The 0-1 pitch. Another fastball swung on and missed. Tell you what. Anderson would probably be listed as their number four pitcher, and he's bringing gas here. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball high, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball rides outside. 2-2. Tell you what, those first three pitches that he just threw were as fast as anything I've seen in the Valley this year. Next pitch swung out and missed. Another fastball, and Kyle Daniel is gone, and there's one down. He won't even break the starting rotation, and he's throwing incredibly hard. And working quickly, first pitch to Kyle Daniel is in there for a strike. Nickel only gave up one infield single in his five innings of work, one walk as well, a couple of walks, excuse me. Next pitch is inside, it's 1-1. Anderson's just one of those good athletes, sophomore, player of the year in the Valley in hoops. Next pitch in there for a strike, pouring it in there, and it's 1-2. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Daniel got a cut and got a piece of it, fouled it back to the screen to stay alive. It's 1-2. Jordan Heiding waiting on deck for the Lumberjacks. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, and Daniel laid off, bounced in front of the plate. 2-2 the count now.
Let's go, Edie. Come on out, two.
The 2-2 offering. Fastball grounded toward first. Deasy flips it to Anderson, covering for the out, and there are two down.
Pitcher covering.
Daniel hit it off the end of the bat, rolling it to the right side of the first baseman. Giese was able to make the play, flip it to Anderson, covering for the out, and there are two down, and the base is empty for Jordan Heiding here in the sixth. Heiding is lined to right and struck.
Jordan Heiding now batting for East.
Retired in the first inning on a diving catch by Winch out in right field. First pitch, and that's hit on the ground toward first. Giese's up with it, and he'll make the play himself. And a 1-2-3 inning for Trevor Anderson here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Score after six complete remains Smash 9 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at CCUWausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the seventh inning. Eric Daniel back out there on the mound. He's pitched pretty well. He gave up a couple of runs, but there was an error in that inning as well.
Leading off top of the seventh inning for Spash, number 20.
But last inning,
T.J. Schrank
did well, and now he will face T.J. Schrank, who is in the game for Aaron Winch, played in right field. So Schrank will bat for the first time here. Craig Terpstra clearing his bench in a 9-0 game. Here's the first pitch to Schrank in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The wind by Daniel in the pitch. Curveball spins outside, and it's 1-1. The wind and the 1-1 pitch. That's fouled out of play down the first base side. 1-2 now. Trevor Anderson is the on-deck hitter. The wind by Daniel, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Schrank strikes out for the first down of the inning. So Anderson will come to the plate here. He was pinch hit for last time in the fifth, but then re-entered. In Trevor's two at-bats tonight, he has walked and scored and bounced into a double play. Daniel ready to work, and here it comes. Curveball swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. The wind in the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball that rides outside. 1-1 now. Still to come, Everest baseball tonight right here. The Evergreens taking on Marshfield. It's game two of our doubleheader on Fox Sports. The wind by Daniel and the pitch. Another curveball that's low and outside. 2-1 now. The wind and the pitch. Fastball in the dirt goes back to the screen. 3-1 the count now on Trevor Anderson. DJ Droner, the on-deck hitter. The 3-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike on the inside corner, and the count now full, 3-2. Nobody on, one out here in the seventh inning. Spash leading comfortably, 9-0. The payoff pitch. Ooh, that just missed. Just missed, and Anderson will draw a walk. That looked pretty good. Especially in a 9-0 game, but Anderson will draw the walk, and that'll bring up DJ Droner. One down, runner at first. Droner at an RBI double and scored a run back in the fifth as a pinch hitter. Stayed in the game. Here's the pitch from Daniel to Droner. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Runner takes his lead at first. Anderson's got good speed. Wouldn't think he'd be running in a 9-0 game, and he doesn't. Here's a pitch. It's a foul tip, and it's 0-2. Nothing in two now on DJ Droner. The stretch. Now Daniel steps off. Check of the runner and the pitch. Fouled out of play. Count stays where it is. We'll have a quick wrap-up of this one and then get you out to Marshfield, where the D.C. Everest Evergreens taking down the Marshfield Tigers. Chris Conley will have the call of that. The stretch by Daniel and the pitch. Breaking ball, check swing, foul. Defensive change for the Lumberjacks this inning. Kyle Daniel, who batted last inning, stayed in the game. He's playing second base. Luke Strick moves to third. Now throw over, and Anderson back standing up. Not sure there's much sense throwing over. Runner's not running. It's 9-0. 10-run rule no longer in effect. No reason to run. Here's the pitch by Daniel, and that's flied, but foul and out of play again.
Last one again on the mound.
So a number of foul balls here by Droner, and he stays alive. Let's see if Daniel can win the battle here. He has one strikeout in the inning. Here it comes. That's lined into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Gritzmacher charges. Anderson will stop at second. It's a single for Droner. And there are runners at first and second with one out for the top of the order. But now a pinch hitter for Barnes. This is going to be Andy Berg who will hit for John Barnes. Stevens Point has a large roster. Only 2 names on their roster. Not sure how many they carry for the varsity games the JV's played earlier here. They played and they're done already. So Eric Daniel ready to face Andy Berg here for the first time. Runners take their leads at first and second. And the pitch in the dirt blocked again by Romanski, and it's 1-0. Sam Romanski does a good job blocking balls in the dirt. Stretch by Daniel, the check and the pitch. That's in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Looking ahead for the Lumberjacks in the seventh, it'll be Tanner Denke, Cam Gritzmacher, and Ben Schubering scheduled to hit. The pitch, grounded towards second. Kyle Daniel up with it, feeds to Heidi to second for one. The relay throw is thrown away, and the run will score. They get the force at second.
Second.
Anderson's going to score.
First on the error, and the run scores on the play at first.
Fielder's choice. Berg is safe at first on the fielder's choice, and the run scores on the error. Heiding's throw went wild. And with two down now and a runner at first, it'll be Austin Schulfer batting for the second time. He lined out to second his first time up. First pitch is outside, ball one. Stretch, Daniel throws over to first, and the runner dives back in
Austin
safely.
Austin Schulfer, number 7, batter for Spash.
The stretch by Daniel and the pitch. That's chopped toward first. Schubering gloves that one nicely. Feeds Daniel covering for the out. That ball looked like it might have stayed down and got under Schubering's glove, but he was able to make the play and feed Daniel covering for the out, and the inning is over. Spash gets one more, an unearned run on one hit. There was the one error and one man left, and the score after 6.5 now. Stevens Point 10 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Get a radio fix on this.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Here we go now!
If you're a real sports fan, there's a game or two that you have to win. It's going to change what you're about. It's going to make you sleep easier at night.
Makes you walk on air at times.
Or you'll be angry if you lose and you'll be bitter.
Right.
That's why we're wired as sports fans.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Yeah, boy!
Weekday afternoons at 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Show.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. A couple more defensive changes for Spash. Jason McMahon is playing third base. We have a new outfielder out there, too, Austin Reed, I believe. Well, let's see where he's playing. Looks like he's playing second base. And Willie Brandt is going to re-enter here and hit for Denke. And he takes the first pitch of ball. It's 1-0. Trevor Anderson in his second inning of work. Fastball. Brandt follows it back to the screen. 1-1 now. 10-0 Stevens Point. East down to their last ups. Brand, Gritzmacher, and Schubring. Anderson ready to work. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. That hit him. No, went behind him apparently, and it's 2-1. Figure that Trevor Anderson doesn't get a whole lot of work on the mound with this deep pitching staff that Spash has. But boy, oh boy, he certainly would be good enough to pitch a lot. Next pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. So he probably doesn't get a lot of practice throwing his curveball. That one almost beamed Brand. Count 2-2 now. The line in the pitch. Fastball, Brand couldn't catch up to it upstairs, and he's gone. One down. And that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher popped out to short and got an infield single. In fact, that infield single is the only hit that the Lumberjacks have been able to muster here this afternoon. The wind and the pitch. Gritzmacher right back to the mound. Anderson gloves it and will throw to first for the out. And two quick outs here in the seventh inning. And it'll be up to Ben Schubring to keep the Lumberjacks alive. He's reached on an air and bounced into a double play.
Now it's out Anderson Aguizzi. Next up, Ben Schubring, the first baseman, number 22.
Schubring stands in. Anderson ready to work. The first pitch, breaking ball outside, 1-0. The wind and the 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside. 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes and the pitch. That's in there for a strike at the knees and it's 2-1 now. Anderson ready. Here it comes. And Schubring flies it to right field. That's going to be an easy play, and that's the ball game. And an impressive performance this afternoon by the Spash Panthers. And they win it by a score of 10-0. We'll be back with a quick wrap-up and then get you set for Everest Baseball next. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field, and we see why Stevens Point is so highly rated and why they have not lost yet in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. A very impressive performance here this afternoon as they shut out the Lumberjacks by a score of 10-0. And it was Aaron Nickel and Trevor Anderson combining on a one-hit shutout. The only hit, an infield single by Cam Gritzmacher. kept Spash from throwing a no-no here this afternoon. 10 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for Stevens Point. No runs, 1 hit, 4 errors for the Lumberjacks. The scoring looked like this. Spash scored 1 in the first, an RBI single by Andrew Ruzick with 2 outs. That was an unearned run. 3 runs in the second, 3 consecutive walks to lead off the inning. A sack fly for John Barnes, and then an RBI ground out for Cal Giese after an RBI single for Jake Slowinski. They scored 3 more times in the fourth inning, an RBI double for Ruzick. Run also scored on a balk and also on a throwing error. 2 more runs in the fifth with RBIs for DJ Droner and John Barnes. And then 1 more run added in the seventh, an unearned run scored as well. 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. 4 East, no runs. And the only hit came on the infield single by Gritzmacher. He was then erased in a double play back in the fourth inning. Winning pitcher was Aaron Nickel. And Nickel threw 5 innings. He had 3 strikeouts and 2 walks on the afternoon, only giving up the 1 scratch single. Trevor Anderson threw 2 innings, 2 clean innings, 3 up, 3 down, both in the sixth and seventh. Losing pitcher was Willie Brand. 7 runs given up, 5 earned, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. Eric Daniel threw 3 1/3 innings, giving up 3 runs, but only 1 of those was an earned run for Daniel here this afternoon. With the win, Stevens Point moved to 10-0 in the conference, 17-2 overall. And with the loss, the Lumberjacks dropped to 2-6 in the conference and 5-9 overall. East returns to action Thursday night, a doubleheader up in Merrill. We'll have both of those games for you as the second and third games of our tripleheader following the Everest West game as well. Time to get you out to Marshfield right now. DC Everest and the Marshfield Tigers coming up. Chris Conley on the call. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again, and thank you for listening. This is Tom King, and your final score once again, Stevens Point 10, Wausau East nothing. You've been listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Clover Bell Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that.
Giving.